Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Cute.
That's cute.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Kirby, have you tried, this is not an ad, FYI everyone, have you tried Alani energy drinks?
I know where this is going. No, I have not. I have not. Why are you asking?
Let me tell you how I stumbled upon it. Mm-hmm. So the brand was kind enough. They DM'd me and they were like, can we send you a case of our newest collaboration? And I was like, sure. Like, who is it? And it was Miss Kimberly Kardashian. And I was like, absolutely. So they sent me this case, which is like very Barbie pink. It's called Kimade. It's supposed to taste like pink lemonade. And it looks a little scary. I'm not like an energy drink person since like college. Like college, I used to drink like Monsters and Rockstars to stay up and study for finals and stuff.
Oh, so you're that breed of person.
But like ever since then, I was like, I can't believe I did that. That's absolutely disgusting. Like I haven't touched one since then. But I was like, well, if this is how Kimberly gets through her day and accomplishes all of her goals, I'll give it a try.
Because doesn't she not drink coffee? She like just started drinking coffee recently.
I know. So I'm like confused. And I'm sure that the contract was amazing, which is why she did it.
Right.
Also, the campaign imagery for it, she looks insane. Anyways, I had it. It is literally... It's like so much caffeine and it really makes me feel like I can accomplish anything. I'm awake, energized. It's probably not good for me. I try not to have it all the time, but we finished the pack because I've also been sharing it with like people who come over to see like how they react. And some of them are like, I can't have more than 2 sips of this. I already feel like it's working, which is crazy. It's got 200 milligrams of caffeine, which is like equivalent of like 2 cups of coffee in one little can. But the other day, very tired, you know, didn't sleep much. I needed an afternoon boost. I had it and I was like, wow, this is actually great. So I bought another case on my own. So it's going to be for like emergency reserve. I'm not going to have it every day, hopefully. But apparently there's like, you know, a lot of vitamins in it. Like there's actually biotin in Kim's.
Oh, scary.
Yeah, there's like vitamin B6, B12, no sugar. It's 10 calories. This sounds like such an ad.
And it tastes good?
It tastes good. I think you would like it. You need to try the Kimade one.
What is it called again?
Alani, A-L-A-N-I. They sell it at Target. They sell it at Walmart. I picked it up at Target, but I think the Kimade is still available. And I feel like it's just so cute. It's like so cute. You have to try it. It's also yummy. And then it works. Like if you just need that energy boost, like I think they also make like pre-workout. They're a supplement brand, which, you know, we don't really believe in. But if you need a boost for anything, like you're going to go on the news, Kirby, you know, you're going to host something. You're going to like go to Disneyland. You need to last all day. Grab one of these cans.
Wow. Okay. So they messaged me in March and I just didn't respond.
Oh, my God. Respond now.
Because I just am not an energy drink person, period.
Neither am I. And also, since I've gotten my teeth whitened, I don't drink that much coffee in general. But like lately, I'm like, I need to have an afternoon cup of coffee. But now I'm like, maybe I'll have an afternoon Alani and it's not going to affect my teeth. Anyways, just try it. Don't knock until you try it. Because I also was going to knock it. Like I wasn't even going to have one. And then after I was like giving it to people who came over, they're like, actually, this is really good. Or like, oh, my God, I like can't have more than a few sips because I feel so wired. And I was like, I need to try it. Then I was like, damn, this is good.
I need to know what their budget is.
I know.
Because they have Kim. And as Kris Jenner said, what type of budget do you have for Kim? And that's what I want to know. what kind of budget do you have to not only have Kim, but then they had Addison Rae. They messaged me during the Addison Rae moment.
Oh, and then they were like, she's not interested, so we're not going to ask her about Kim Aid. You got to try the Kim Aid.
Well, see, here's the thing. They are now going hard on Halloween, it appears.
That's all you, babe.
Their logo is, there's a cauldron, spider webs, and it says, Witch's Brew is back and spookier than ever. Witch's Brew Energy pre-workout and limited edition merch dropping Monday, August 28th at 12 p.m. Eastern. I have no idea what's going on here, but the imagery is pretty great. But wow, I never thought we'd talk about an energy drink on this podcast.
Same, but I need help in every way, so I'm willing. I'm willing. And I liked it.
More power to you. I need to try it.
I haven't tried the one that I just bought. It's like, it's supposed to taste like a cherry Slurpee.
Oh.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
Keep me posted. I have some housekeeping, and I need to issue a formal public apology. Let me get on my podium. To the lovely Sally Hansen, I am so truly sorry for the meme I created. I don't even know if that's considered a meme, but I need to apologize to you because the biggest news of the week in the United States of America is that Donald Trump was arrested and his mugshot was released. And if you were on social media at any given point during that time period, all you saw was his mugshot. And I gave some thoughts. First and foremost, not mad at his hair
color.
Not
mad.
The man has a beautiful, gorgeous tone to his hair.
Looks great. Icy, not yellow.
It's like a champagne strawberry blonde.
It looks very fresh.
People pay good money for that color.
Yeah, he definitely got it done right before. He knew.
It's hanging on by a thread, clearly, because it looks like cotton candy. But the color is truly chef's kiss. Like, I know there are some hair colorists in L.A. that are wanting his formulation.
People might be bringing in Trump's mugshot into the salon for inspo.
That would really, truly be a Stranger Things, what the fuck is going on here moment. Okay. A. B. We got to talk about this man and his skin because it's very clear that he wears makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it seems to look, in my opinion, is that he just takes a gob of whatever it is, squirts it in his palm, rubs it all over his face, eyes closed. So he misses everything within the orbital bone area. So his eyes are a completely different shade than the whole rest of his face.
Yes.
And then his ears are also a different shade. And that shade is truly giving me flashbacks of when I would use Sally Hansen airbrush legs in medium religiously. Now, when I say this, I'm not shading Sally Hansen airbrush legs. I want to make that very clear. I'm not shading them at all. I understand the association is unfortunate, but it really is what I thought of when I saw his face. Because we all know that at one point, they only had like one shade of that product. And if you're not medium, you're looking orange.
Yeah.
So for me personally, I felt like, let's just get him a proper shade match. He could be fair. He could be light.
Yep.
That may be more suitable for the dawn. You know what I mean?
Totally. We've talked about how much we love that product.
And it's been duped by everyone.
Yes. I used to use it all the time in high school, especially for like school dances. And that shit did not come off.
It doesn't come off.
It made me look flawless.
Yes. You know, the best place to use it, and I still use it to this day, chest area. When you want the most flawless looking chest, I'm obsessed with what people's chests look like now. Not people's, but my own.
Now
I'm
like, what is my chest?
When I see a flawless chest with like no sun damage, no freckles, and I'm just like, how? How do you have this pristine chest?
I don't think I have any.
No, you have a good chest. You have a very solid chest. I have all these freckles.
I mean, I think it's genetics, right?
Well, also, it's me spending time in a tanning bed when I was in 16. We all make mistakes. But literally, you put that stuff on your chest and décolleté. And I learned this. Literally, so many makeup artists have Sally Hansen in their kit because It doesn't move. It is super blendable, and it's cheaper than any other dupe, quote unquote, out there. I know dupes are supposed to be cheaper, but like, speaking of Skimberly, right, when she had KKW Beauty, made her own body makeup. And I swear it was just repackaged Sally Hansen and then marked up. But yeah, I love this product, and I certainly do not want Sally Hansen to think that I am publicly shaming them in any way. I understand the association with an orange man is probably not the route they want to go, but they seemed legitimately hurt.
Were they? Did they say something?
It was all in good fun, but they were like commenting on the post, like, seems personal. Cause I was like, I was like, forgive me, Sally Hansen, I love you. And they're like, seems personal. And like, kind of like responding. And then they wrote me and they were like, we are a little butthurt by this. And I was like, no, don't be.
No.
But then their agency, MMC, their publicist reached out and was like, as a publicist for Sally Hansen, I approve this message. And then they responded to her and was like, what's the saying? The people closest to you hurt you the worst.
Oh my gosh,
like
how funny.
No, so there was this whole, like conversation happening within the Donald Trump of it all.
I was wondering, because they started following me yesterday and I was like, that's so weird. Did I like request something recently? That's why I'm now pulled into the association.
You unfortunately are just pulled into anything that I caused.
Yes. Dumas, Sally Hansen, thanks a lot.
Sorry.
Kirby, you know who's looking really orange lately, too?
Who?
I'm going to send you this picture.
Oh, I know who you're going to send me. Oh, no. I thought you were going to say Teresa Caputo because the Long Island Medium, because she's going viral on TikTok right now for a post they posted in March where she does a reading of Drew Barrymore's hairstylist.
Uh-huh.
And literally everyone is sobbing. Like it's so emotional, but her hair is out of control.
And she's super orange.
Yeah, but whatever. It's like Teresa Caputo. Tim McGraw, you are looking a little orange, bud.
I don't follow the Tim McGraw Faith Hill family very closely, but apparently he was honored. And so I saw the family photo, beautiful family, but he's just, I don't know if the hat is like giving him too much of a shadow, but he is looking extremely orange.
No, it's not that, Sarah. It's definitely sure as hell not his hat. Okay. This man is like at least 10 shades darker than his wife, Faith Hill, and his two daughters. Not to mention, he's wearing an all white suit with a black top.
His teeth are super white.
His teeth. And then all the women are wearing a red lip.
Yes.
I hope that man is getting skin checks every year and maybe twice a year.
Yeah. I mean, he is a very fit, handsome man. He looks great. He just needs maybe some consulting on the self-tanner front.
I don't think this is self-tanner. I'm looking at his neck. His neck is so red. I don't know if he's nervous, but like that is a man from the South spending too much time in the sun.
Oh, Tim McGraw.
Timmy Boo. That's what I'm saying. He needs to go to a derm and get his skin checked ASAP. Like, but wait, I would be worried.
Like, look at this. countrynow.com. Look at this.
I mean, he's fine. Okay. Like, let's be real. The abs, the pecs. Okay.
55.
But hold on. Are you seeing, is this just like a weird shadow? Look at that second photo of him holding a hammer.
Yeah.
His arm is literally dark and then goes to white.
That's what I'm saying. Is it a self-tanner issue? Maybe he's doing both. Maybe he's laying out and he's doing self-tanner. Anyways, he's just a little too orange.
Yeah, he is looking a little orange. I need him to chill. But also, I think it could be direct sunlight, which is worrying to me. Okay, Sarah Tan, since you're such an expert at everything, tell me how I was supposed to know that Jacob from Twilight imprinted on Renesmee in Twilight when this bitch has never seen Twilight.
Yeah.
Enlighten me how everybody knows that.
So I think I read the first book, the one first book, because my sisters were like, you have to read it. So I read it. I watched the first movie. And then that was it for me, too. I'm not a twihard by any means, and I can't pretend like I know more than you do. But I at least knew that because my sister tried to explain to me like what happens. So that's the only reason. Because I was like, at least I know that too, Kirby.
You said, but that's duh. The like that it. Is like public knowledge for people that are not at all like watching these movies. When I tell you, I've had more DMs I have had in a month when I acknowledge the fact I've never seen Twilight.
You're like, Renesmee?
I know. I'm like, what is this? I know nothing about this franchise except the fact that baby is scary as shit. And it's viral on TikTok because of just how absolutely insane it looks.
Yeah.
I knew about the love triangle between Jacob, Edward, and Bella. I knew that it's based in Forks, Washington. And then there are some insane scenes that go viral on TikTok. And people comment, you had to be in the theater when this happened. It was akin to Avengers Endgame level of like gasping. And I'm like, I have no idea who this person is. I have no idea what's happening in this scene. But clearly, this was life-altering cinema when it came out.
I think it's one of those movies, like books, things where it had such an impact when you were young, like in your adolescence, and you sort of have to keep it there. Like, I don't think people should rewatch Twilight.
Well, apparently they are, like in mass, because people tell me, I'm sorry, it's horrible, but it is so rewatchable. It's enjoyable at how bad it is. You have to watch it.
It is. Oh, and the wigs are so bad.
No.
You have that. Just watch it for that alone.
Patrick and I are going to binge.
The wigs and then the makeup, because like, you know, the Cullens are supposed to be like so white. But still, even though it is so bad, Edward, you're just like, there's something about you. Robert Pattinson.
See, that's the thing. I didn't get into it because, first of all, I didn't read the books, right? I didn't read the books. So I wasn't imagining anything and like wanting to see that come to life on screen. And then I wasn't like psyched that Edward Cullen was played by Robert Pattinson or whatever. I was I was like, oh, vampires. Like, that's really not my cup of tea. Like, I will go ahead and like not care about it. So I can see, obviously, as a child reading the book. I mean, we say child because we were like children, but there are some people who are like grown adults, whatever. But like at that time in your life, imprinted on you, if you effing will. And that's the thing that kills me. I'm like, someone's trying to explain to me that in the books it was less gross because Jacob couldn't be with Bella.
With Bella. But it's still gross because he was with Bella. Like, you know, it was a romantic interest. And then he goes after the daughter.
So then the daughter comes and he's like, well, if I can't be with Bella, I'll be with the daughter. I'm like, babes, I don't know how you're explaining this and thinking it. That doesn't sound absolutely batshit, but that is disgusting.
You're like, say it again. Read it again, like, to yourself.
And they're like, well, here's the thing. The author of this, you know, you've been in beauty too long when you want to say founder. The founder of this book, the author of this book is or was Mormon. So there are like some Mormon undertones of like, ownership and stuff like that. Weird stuff. I am going to rewatch just because people were so flabbergasted that I'd never seen this piece of pop culture history. I feel like maybe this is going to open up a whole new world of maybe memes and just general knowledge that I have never been privy to before. And I'm going to understand more about what the world means and how we live our lives because of Twilight.
Honestly, you should do a live reaction. Just your face.
I am so scared.
Stream it on Twitch.
I'm like, okay, we're starting a Twitch channel for when I do this rewatch. Everybody get up. Get ready.
I'm also not a Harry Potter person, and I feel like people attack me all the time. Like, they're like, what's your house?
Let me play this one clip from Brittany Broski.
Y'all come for me for being a Disney adult, but you know what's worse than a Disney adult? Harry Potter adults. You're not in Slytherin, Catherine. You're 36. Please move out.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not here to yuck anybody's yum. I'm a full-fledged Disney adult, but I cannot do the Harry Potter. I can't. That specifically is like, you had to read the books, I think, to give a damn about the movies, in my humble opinion.
Totally.
Sorry.
Totally.
Sorry, HP. I'm not your girl. But if I was going to pick a house, I'd pick Slytherin because it sounds like the most fun, honestly. There's a snake.
Hufflepuff sounds fun. Whoever is listening and is Potterhead? Is that the right term?
Maybe.
There's Twihards and Potterheads, I think. Tell us what houses Kirby and I would be in.
Because I actually did take, it's like Pottermore or something quiz. One of my girlfriends who loves Harry Potter was like, take this. And I'm pretty sure it did say I was either a Ravenclaw or a Slytherin.
Mm.
I see you being, wait, there's Ravenclaw, Slytherin, Hufflepuff. What's the, there's another one. I know people are screaming at this episode right now.
People are like, wow.
Hold on, let's look it up. Oh, Gryffindor.
Gryffindor.
A Gryffindor.
Anyways, let us know what our houses are. Thanks.
Okay, the biggest news by far. Marc Jacobs Beauty is back, baby. Baby. Oh! This was a Monday news item. So unfortunately, we had already recorded the pod. And Sarah and I were like, we're not doing an emergency pod for this. So
we've talked about it a lot, too, in anticipation.
Yes, we have. They're coming back. And Business of Fashion reported this news that Marc Jacobs Beauty has obviously left Kendo and is now licensing his beauty brand to Coty. And Coty already oversees his fragrance portfolio. And Coty is really focused on prestige and luxury designer brands. So this feels like a really solid move for Marc Jacobs Beauty. But there are so many questions. First, when can we expect to see it?
2025 is like so long from now.
It is. It is. It's very long. That was what made me a little sad. That's what they're reporting, that we will maybe see it 2025. I would love to see it next year. Can we get a summer release? Can somebody expedite that?
Right? I feel like that's possible.
We got to make this happen. Like, let's just do this.
Like the momentum too. Like, let's not lose it.
Right.
I know that the fans will still be there in 2025, but I feel like the time is now.
It makes me wonder if there is some type of clause with Kendo, similar to like the Bobby Brown of it all and things that
totally
Tony Co, like you can't make a new brand or you can't make a sustaining brand for however many years after you stop working with us. They quietly shut down in 2021. So 2025 would be 4 years.
That was probably in the clause. 4 years.
4 years, maybe.
Can't they just like pay the fines?
Is there a fine for that? Like, don't you just get sued and then you're screwed? And you can't operate, and then you have to give your money to the license, like the person that's holding that. I don't know. Nobody's trying to do that, but that's one question. I think the other looming question here is it going to be the same?
Right.
Kendo owned all of that when it comes to packaging and product and formulations. And Kendo, if you're not familiar, is an incubator. We have an episode about the different type of beauty conglomerates and incubators and stuff. You can look that up. I think it's called like Who Owns Who or something.
Oh my God, I forgot we did that.
I know. We need to do a refresher. But
yeah,
I am scared because, I mean,
I
don't think this Fenty Beauty hella thick mascara component would exist if Marc Jacobs was still at Kendo.
Yeah.
The geometric shape, it's not the same, and it doesn't sit upright like Marc Jacobs Beauty mascara, but it's hella close. Okay.
Look at that.
I mean,
it's like the same.
It is. Like, obviously, differences in the tube itself.
The shape.
And the shape. But it looks very, very, very similar. Okay. So I am just like, I'm scared because I want this Velvet Noir mascara to be just as good as I remember. Like, this has to literally be like Marc Jacobs Beauty Marks version, like the Taylor Swift approach. Because
like it's got to be just as good, if not better.
Exactly. And it has to be the same, but tweaked slightly so it can be remade.
Yeah.
So like, can you throw in like a polymer or something in here, but keep those same formula?
Yeah, no, totally. Some sort of peptide to help, like grow
just
the
keep
lash.
Everything the same and then throw in some random ingredient. It's like, it's different. And then just change all the marketing around it. I don't care if the components don't look the same, but I do care that I want this brand to feel elevated. I want this to feel like a designer brand. Businesses of Fashion, which I love, pointed out that Mark is actually having a gay old time on the internet. I mean, he is killing it. He has this fragrance called Perfect that's doing really well. He has this brand called Heaven by Marc Jacobs, which is really rooted into 90s like grunge and rave style. Mm-hmm. And it is taking off with Gen Z. And I don't want this brand to think, oh, those things are performing well for that demo. Let's make Mark's new iteration of this brand like something Gen Z would want to pick up, because that is a very specific aesthetic.
Right.
I want something timeless and classic. I want yep. fun. I mean, Marc Jacobs Beauty, that cherry collection he did, literally, I have not even touched that. I've never used it. I will never use it. I will never use it. It's gorge. It's so stunning.
This compact packaging is my favorite.
Same. Mirror, large pan, thin.
Big mirror.
I just want it to maintain some sense of the identity from Mark that we loved, you know? So there's so many questions to totally. Be had. I'm just going to put it out there. Anybody at Coty listening to this and involved with this project, Sarah and I will do whatever it freaking takes. Get Marc Jacobs on this podcast. Let's do a live event. Let's do a live podcast. Let's do whatever you want. Gifting for the Glamjulinos. We want to be involved. This literally, I think we've talked about this brand more than any other brand in the past year, right? We talk about it all the damn time.
Truly.
We reminisce about it all the time.
Also, because the glams are also obsessed. The article, when it was like, what did it say, Kirby? When it was like a small following or whatever.
Oh, that's the bone I had to pick. I was like, Priya, why did you say this? This is what made that made me take pause, because I was DMing with a few other beauty editors about this when I posted. And yeah. they were like, why did it say small following? Let me read you what the subhead was.
I felt that was so weird.
When they published this on Monday, it says Marc Jacobs Beauty is coming back. Coty is preparing to relaunch the designer's cosmetic line, which closed abruptly in 2021 to the dismay of its small but devoted fan base. But then the story goes on to talk about how basically Marc Jacobs is a behemoth. Literally, I'm reading a quote. It says there was a fandom around this brand, that it was on the cutting edge of pop culture. Like, people were losing their minds
yeah.
when it was speculating that they were going away, when there was speculation it was coming back.
Right.
So I would love to know, like, I like want to message Priya and go, do you have like financial information that insinuates that they have a small faction of fans? Because that was a little bit of a head scratcher to me. I'm like, well, if we're a small faction, then like, I guess that's good for me so I can get more for myself. But I feel like there is hype. And when that brand was launching stuff, there was hype around it always.
Totally. Yeah, it was weird. It was strange. Strange word choice.
But if you have those details that you want to shed some light on, please, please do.
Well, let us know. So that's our plea. That's our plea to get Marc Jacobs on, ideally before 2025. But if we line it up with the launch, that's fine too.
Please, we beg.
We'll be around.
Thank you everyone for listening this week. We will be back on Friday with another great guest interview.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's S-A-R-A-T-A-N, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.